Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A young woman needs our help to get to Kosovo for an FFA exchange program to increase agricultural education in that country. Can we help make it happen? Let's go in depth with Josie Hauser, student, and Monty Collins, FFA sponsor with Pleasantville High School. Josie, what grade are you in?
I'm going to be a senior this year.
A senior?
Yep.
Well, that's exciting. So this is among the first days of your senior year?
Yeah, it is. Yep.
You started school this week?
I did, yeah.
What classes are you taking?
So I'm taking some online college classes through DMAC, and then I'm taking my ag class, farm business management, and then some art classes to kind of keep my load light. And then I'm also taking a class for Kosovo.
Kosovo.
Yep.
Tell us about Kosovo.
So I was one of five students that was selected to go to Kosovo this September through Hawkeye Community College. They are starting a program with Iowa high school students that are in FFA, and they get to go over to Kosovo for 1 week as an exchange student. So you live with the host family for a couple of days, and so you get to be indulged in their culture, and you also get to meet with their government. So while we're over there, we get to meet with their minister and their minister of agriculture, who we've already had here at Pleasantville, which is how this program got started. He came here to talk to us on how to improve agriculture in his country, because it's struggling, and he was trying to get kids involved like we do here in the United States with FFA and 4-H. So he looked at our program, which is well established, and he was really excited on how enthusiastic our students were on this program. And so they started this program, the exchange program, to get students to come over and show them and get this started in their country. And so I was selected with four other students from other schools to go this September. And so it's also part of my class schedule now.
So you already know some of these people. They came here to learn.
Yep.
Okay, and so tell me about that experience. How long were they here? Were their kids here? Or just the big important government?
Yeah,
people?
So I've had some experience with Bill Northey. He came to our school to look at our program first when I was in eighth grade. I needed some extra credit. I wasn't doing so well in a class, and so I was being a student, being active. So I got my government people involved. And so he came, saw our program, really liked it. And so when they were trying to start a sister state program, which is where they connect a country with our country, and they create these, I don't really know how to explain this too well, but they basically start a program where they communicate and they help each other out. So they started this program with Kosovo, and they invited the Kosovo Minister of Agriculture to Iowa, Memly Krasniqi, to a dinner reception where they met with our military for Iowa.
Because we have interactions,
yep,
and support in Kosovo through our government.
Yeah, they'll send over 200 of our military, and they'll do training over in Kosovo with our military. And so I learned that was actually really cool that we actually send some of our military over there to do training with them. So we have a really good connection with Kosovo. They're a well-established country for a fairly new country. They just got their independence a couple years ago in 2009 from Serbia. So they're kind of struggling, but yet they're stable in their own country. And so we had this dinner reception. Mr. Collins, my FFA advisor, and I, we were invited to go because Bill wanted to invite Memly Krasniqi down to our school to see this program. And so they just had the Minister of Agriculture down here and a couple of other delegates from Kosovo down here. We're not quite sure their titles because they didn't really explain that to us too much, and we don't quite know their government too much. They're a little bit different than the U.S., as most European governments are. But they were down here, they were really excited to learn. They absolutely were hands-on, they were excited. They were saying, I was Kosovo, it's in second home to us. And they were just floored with so much that we had to offer our students here with our in-class interactions, our shop, our greenhouse, and our two livestock farms. They were just astonished. And then we also had students that were in FFA presenting to them. We didn't have our teachers presenting, but we had our students presenting, and they were just amazed that these students wanted to be up there. They were confident in presenting, and that they were very active in FFA, and they just absolutely loved that, and that's what they wanted to start in Kosovo, and that's what this exchange program is hopefully going to start in Kosovo.
Well, and by Bill, you're referring to Bill Northey,
yes.
The former Secretary of Agriculture,
yep,
for the state, now in Washington,
yes,
working for the USDA and some.
Yeah.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Josie Hauser and Monty Collins about the Kosovo FFA exchange program. So out of all of the schools that Bill could have picked, he picked the FFA program here.
Yeah, he did.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah. I was really surprised when I got that email. We actually had a one-day notice that they were coming here, so we gathered up some students. We're like, I hope you guys can present on the spot about this. And the students that did this, the officer team at that time, I wasn't a part of FFA at that time. That's when I was just kind of getting my feet in the water at that point. I was like not really into FFA, and I didn't think it was for me. And then when this happened, that's when I realized, okay, FFA is for me, and I'm so glad that I joined FFA. It's provided me so many opportunities like this. And I am so happy to be a part of FFA because of everything Mr. Northey has provided with me and my chapter, everything that they have done for me as well. They've done so much.
Well, Mr. Collins, you're going to be going on the trip to Kosovo as well, I understand.
That's correct.
Have you been there before?
Not recently. Probably not ever.
You never know. But
no, I haven't had the chance to yet.
Okay, so what do you think about this opportunity? What do you think is, you know, in it, just not only for the FFA kids, but for you and our countries?
Right. Well, I've been teaching quite a while, 32 years now, and I'm a big believer in the ag education model we have in the United States. This goes back for years, since 1928, you know, we call it the three-circle model. Our programs are so unique that we have the classroom, we have the FFA organization as a leadership component, which is an intracurricular organization. And then we have this third circle called SAE, Supervised Agricultural Experience Projects. So we're all about believing in, you know, providing instruction in the classroom, giving students a chance to apply that knowledge into laboratory settings through SAE projects, which are often individual projects outside of the school day, or like we have at Pleasantville, a lot of group projects. And then the FFA complements all of that by, you know, recognizing achievements with SAE and within the classroom and giving them the leadership opportunity to do things like this. So the big purpose of this trip is to help show and explain how we teach agriculture, our model here in the United States, and hopefully they can apply that in Kosovo to their young people. Because right over there now, urban or rural areas, the unemployment rate is as high as 40% in the rural areas. Agriculture is looked at something that's not a cool thing by the young people over there and the teenagers. So we're hoping to show and explain our model that we have in the United States. It's something that they might be able to adopt and excite and inspire students.
I understand the landscape's a lot like Iowa.
Yeah, very similar. Mountainous areas over there.
But I mean, there's potential for agriculture.
No, in between the mountain range, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I think raspberries are a big thing over there.
Really?
Production of raspberries and other crops. But
so there's lots of opportunities over there. And so they're coming here to learn. They're inviting you to come back. What's Josie going to get out of it? What do you think's going to happen out of that?
Oh, I think just being opened up to agriculture and leadership on an international perspective, seeing big pictures, that whole experience, she's already gained so much in networking with this. This whole trip is co-sponsored by Hawkeye Community College, Iowa sister states, like Josie had explained, the Iowa Farm Bureau, and the Iowa FFA Foundation. So I think the networking with the other students, the whole delegation going over, will open up and give her foundation for success after high school, whether it's through scholarship applications, programs, and anything she applies for down the road. And I think just open up a whole new perspective for her, I guess, and hopefully inspire her to consider careers that she has not considered yet.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Josie Hauser and Monty Collins about the Kosovo FFA exchange program.
I guess that there needs to be some kind of an FFA similar kind of program set up over there. Is that the goal?
That's one of the things that's being looked at right now. There is such thing as Future Farmers of Japan and some other things across the world, I guess. But that's something that who knows what this may evolve into. This is the grassroots effort to try to start something.
Well, we take knowledge of agriculture for granted in the sense we think that everybody knows a lot about agriculture. But I stood on your farm some time ago, I'm not going to make this political, but where a person, the head of the recently appointed head of the EPA, stood on your farm and told a crowd of maybe 40 or 50 farmers and FFA kids that was the first time that she had ever set foot on a farm. She had to be about, maybe she did a great job, I don't know, but to never step foot on a farm and not know anything, that's just pretty amazing.
Right, and I remember that day, and I welcome people like that that are at least willing to learn about agriculture and are open-minded to hear and listen to views. I know that's one thing that worries me as an agricultural educator is a big disconnect, and to not make it political, but the disconnect between D.C. and our farming or agricultural community throughout the United States is huge right now. So this is one more step to build up ag education and advocate for agriculture, for farmers, and hopefully get the right messages across.
I didn't tell you this at the time, but I was standing next to one of your FFA students, and when that official said that, her eyes got real big. It's she hadn't even thought of that. That might have been you.
No, at that time, I probably wasn't an FFA, so... But yeah, I could only imagine that. And that's the whole point of being an FFA, is getting that communication out and connecting with our government. There's a legislator day that we go up and we talk to our legislators and we really promote agriculture. And I've been a part of that ever since I joined FFA. I'm always like, Mr. Collins, put me on the list. I want to go. And then I try to get other students younger than me to go. So that way then we can continue to do that. So we can go up there and we make sure we sit with our representatives and we tell them, this is why agriculture is important and this is my story in agriculture and FFA.
And when you go there and you speak, you're the expert based on what you learned in this classroom.
Yes.
You are the expert. Isn't that amazing and wonderful?
Yeah, to have your voice heard all because of FFA, that's the awesome part.
Okay, and you need our help to get you and Mr. Collins there, right?
Yes, we do.
You need our help. We have to help make this happen, all of us. Everyone's that's listening and is so inclined.
Yes.
You need to raise some money.
Yeah, this trip, because of the airfare and because we're going to another country, and tuition, because it's a college class, I'm getting college credit. The trip for me to go is going to cost $3,000, and for Mr. Collins to go is going to cost another $3,000. So it's going to cost a total of $6,000. And we've been going face-to-face in businesses. I've been wearing my official dress, going in and asking. And I know a lot of people have said this is a lot of money to raise, and we have a short time to raise it by. And so that's why we have come to KNIA-KRLS, and we want to spread the news about this awesome trip. I'm the only student from the Marin County and Warren County area that will be going, so I'm representing both counties. And so anyone that would love to sponsor us, we really could use the help.
And how long do you have until?
We have until September 9th to get all of the money.
And if we all pitch in just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit, even if it's $5, $10, that can easily get a lot more than where we are at right now.
Yeah, and you'll be out there serving as our ambassador.
Yes.
Teaching people, kids from Kosovo, how to do agriculture and maybe help feed the people, give them jobs. This is an incredibly important thing that you're doing. Do you see it that way?
I do. I see it as an opportunity for teaching people and helping them and like being a humanitarian, which I've always been a strong supporter of. I do a lot of volunteering in my community. I just completed 250 hours of volunteering to get my Presidential Service Award this past year. So I'm very active in my community by doing that. And also another great opportunity with this is not only do I go over there in September, but in April, a student from Kosovo will be coming over to Pleasantville, and they will get to see our program, and I will be hosting them, and they'll get to go to state FFA convention with us, and they'll get to see all the glory of FFA, and they'll get to see our program. And so we'd love to have that sponsorship, so that way then we can not only go over there to reach them, but they can also come to us as a student and get to see why we're so enthusiastic about FFA and why it means so much to us.
And so I'm presuming that they can just drop off checks at the front desk of the school? Or does that work?
Yep. So they will just probably have to write it out to the Pleasantville FFA alumni and then just take it to the school. Or if they contact the school somehow and they need us to come and get it, we can work out the logistics.
When you're done with all of this, what's your big dream? What's your future look like?
I'm planning to become an event planner and communication specialist, so reaching out to people, and then I'm also looking at agriculture and helping people, and then working with Kosovo is going to open so many doors, like Mr. Collins said. So right now, I'm just going to take it one step at a time, get through high school, get through Kosovo, and when we have the student over here, we're wanting to have a dinner with anyone who sponsors, so that way then they can meet the student from Kosovo and have a question and answers. And so we're planning to have that, and right now it's just graduate and look at colleges.
And when you're back from Kosovo, will you come and tell us about it on the radio?
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Thanks to Josie Hauser and Monty Collins for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.